On the last day of the session, lawmakers finally approved House Bill 278, which is the governor's omnibus education bill. Senator Kevin Meyer from Anchorage was one of the members of the conference committee that helped work out a compromise to allow the bill to ultimately pass. He outlined some of the changes to the bill made by the conference committee.
We inserted a language that the other body wanted that will not cede our autonomy or control over education standards and assessments. We reduced the funding on the broadband from, it was almost $8 million is what we had. The other body agreed to $5 million. We inserted language that the other body wanted to prohibit DEED from spending any money on implementation of Common Core standards.
The biggest dispute between lawmakers revolved around funding for Alaska's public education system, and the compromise bill includes an additional $150 of funding in the base student allocation in fiscal year 2015, with subsequent $50 increases in 2016 and 2017. Meyer noted that the bill also includes funding outside of the BSA. That additional funding totals $43 million in FY 2015, $32 million in 2016, and $20 million in 2017. One of the harshest critics of the compromise bill is Senate Minority Leader Hollis French, who spoke during Friday's Senate floor session. He called for his colleagues to vote no.
It looks to me like the conference committee just picked a number halfway between what we funded versus what the other body funded. They basically met in the middle. And in my opinion, this bill just splits the education baby right in half. I don't think that's visionary. I don't think that's wisdom. I think simply picking a number between what the House passed and what we passed, it just looks like the easy way out. We know the number that we need to keep our schools whole. Okay, it's 404 this year in the base student allocation plus 125 next year and 125 the year after. This bill does not even get us close to being there. I think you'd be stretching to call it a half measure. Less than 50%, Mr. President, is a failure. And I don't want to say we failed on the subject of education in the year of education, but the conclusion seems to me to be inescapable.
One of the senators who's been representing the Senate Majority Caucus and speaking to many education issues is Senator Mike Dunleavy from Wasilla. He was one of the three senators to serve on the conference committee that brokered the education deal.
Not everyone is happy with the bill. Not everyone is happy with what's lacking in the bill. We can go on and on, but the question, I guess, for myself and maybe others is it a step forward or a step back? Depends on how you look at it. Right now, I feel it's a step forward.
Once all the debate was over, House Bill 278 was approved by the members of the Senate on a vote of 15-3. The compromise bill was also approved by the members of the Alaska House of Representatives. The bill will now be sent to Governor Sean Parnell for his signature. The governor issued a statement praising the legislature for approving the compromise bill, which he says includes $300 million in new education funding. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.